You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, a non-commercial, listener-supported radio station founded by the Daily Memphian, Crosstown Concourse, and University of Memphis.
This is Pat Sansone, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, powered by the Crosstown Radio Partnership between the Daily Memphian, Crosstown Concourse, and the University of Memphis.
You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, Tennessee.
Rockaway Beach by the Ramones from Rocket to Russia, 1977 on Sire. And today marks the birth of Dee Dee Ramone. Hi, I'm Tim. You are now listening to the new Untitled Show with Tim and Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Tim.
You just heard another great set of music from Bill's Kiln, and now we're going to try to play another great set of music here on the new Untitled Show. So, Steve, to celebrate Dee Dee Ramone's birthday, do you want to play maybe a song that Joey Ramone wrote?
I think that's a perfect idea. Let's hear it.
Daddy says we gotta go, gotta go to Idaho, and we can't go surfing cause it's 20 below. Sound checks at 5:02, record stores and interviews, but I can't wait. Amen. Oh, we got nowhere to go. It may sound funny, but it's true. Hanging out in 100B, watching get smart on TV, thinking about you and me and you and me. Hanging out in LA and there's nowhere to go. It ain't Christmas if it ain't no snow. Listening to Sheena on the radio. Oh, oh, oh. Sound checks at 5:02. Record stores and interviews. I can't wait to be with you tomorrow. Sound checks at 5:02. Record stores and interviews. I can't wait to be with you tomorrow.
Jesus. name.
Yeah.
Welcome back. You're listening to the new Untitled Show on WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis, Tennessee. We just heard How Far Can Too Far Go? That was The Cramps from A Date with Elvis. That record came out on Big Beat in 1986. Slipping Into Darkness, that's War. That came from All Day Music. That's the LP version of the tune, came out in 1971 on All Day Music. Lisa Says, that was the Velvet Underground from VU, a collection that came out on Verve in 1985, although that tune was recorded in 69. Danny Says, that's Tom Waits from Orphans, Brawlers, Ballers, and Bastards. That's a compilation of Tom's that came out in 2006. It's highly recommended. And Danny Says, originally by the Ramones, here by Tom.
Yay, that was fun. Now what do we have? Something by, you say this guy's name is Jimmy Campbell, or is it Campbell?
You can say it however you wish, Tim.
Okay, I'll say it both ways.
All right. Yeah, this is Jimmy Campbell with On a Monday.
Sunshine's through my window. That's singing in my ears. Yet I stay in bed till my blue eyes calls me a third time. I could take a shower and change into fresh clothes. Yet I crawl downstairs till my blue eyes. Monday's my wash.
much time. That's no need in us crying. I'm in the mood for love. If I could tell a story of just how it was, for that were you and me before there was. It was a sad
me. Hey. dummy.
We're back here on the new Untitled Show. Gonna tell you what you just heard. You just heard I Love You, You Big Dummy by Magazine, a post-punk new wave all-star band of sorts featuring Howard DeVoe on vocals, John McGouch on guitars, and Barry Adamson on bass. That was produced by the Factory Records' Tony Wilson. It was a 7-inch B-side that came out in 79. Cover of a Beefheart tune. Before that was Penwood Walk. It was credited to King Tubby from The Best of Dub on Vista Sounds in 1983. Before that was Al Green. A 7-inch non-LP B-side, a tune called Strong as Death, Sweet as Love, came out on High in 1975. Before that was Tuesday Weld. I think that was her only single she put out. A song called Are You the Boy? On Plaza Records from 1962, arranged by the incredible H.B. Barnum. We started the set off with Jimmy Campbell, a song called On a Monday from his album Son of Anastasia on Fontana label from 1969. So, Steve.
Yes, sir.
Do you know much about? Do you know much the history of the Tsar of Russia? His family, was it Anastasia who was the daughter who they thought maybe survived?
I think so, but I'm the wrong person to ask.
Jimmy Campbell. I think that's where he's coming from. Anyway. What else we got? Let's play something from Memphis.
Yeah, something from the Fernwood label.
Today, well, honey,
Yeah.
Listening to WYXR, the new Untitled show. I'm Steve Shelley. I'm here with Tim Prudhomme. Let's tell you what we just played. Trouble with My Lover. That was Alison Krauss with Robert Plant. That's from their recent Raise the Roof LP. It came out in 21. Want You, that's Raining Sound with Break Up, Break Down. That was released on Sympathy for the Record Industry in 2001. Was engineered by our good friend Stuart Sykes at Easley McCain Studio. Looking Forward, that was Ice Water, featuring Chris Bell, Terry Manning, and Jody Stevens. That tune is on I Am the Cosmos on the deluxe edition, but it's also was compiled again on Looking Forward, which I just grabbed and am enjoying this week recently. It's a collection of Chris's early music, some pre-Big Star music. It was released by Omnivore in 2017. And Tim, we started off this set with I'm Leaving Today by Travis Wemmick. That's a 7-inch on Fernwood. It came out in 57, and at this point in time, Travis is 11 years old.
That's why the voice was so high. A lot of people think it's a girl singing,
right?
But it's an 11-year-old.
Was Fernwood local, Tim?
Yes, very much so.
Okay. Yeah. And did they release a lot or a little or?
I think there's a certain amount of country on there and the rockabilly. I don't know how many they put out, but you find them here and there.
All right. Well, we'll keep turning up some music from Fernwood.
Yeah, I'll ask Franklin Bruno. But now, Steve, I think it's about time for us to say goodnight, give up the reins to the other guys who are chomping at the bit. We're going to leave you with some Kurt Vile, a song called Lost My Head there from an album that came out in 2015 on Matador called Believe I'm Going Down. So we'll see you next week, Steve.
See you then.